Amen. I got part of the way through this morning preaching and this afternoon praying in my office. I just felt like continuing on. Amen. I want to get to, I couldn't feel nothing else, and the Lord kept dealing with me to just finish what we started. Amen. We're honored to have Reverend Brinsfield from Clinton, Arkansas, his wife. Thank y'all for being here. He has been a tremendous help on the new building on the HVAC, and we honor you. Thank you so much for helping us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe anybody that helps us, God's going to help them. Amen. We're praying for revival in Clinton. God would open up the windows of heaven on them. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank God. If you got your Bible, I'm just going to read for the sake of reading one more time, Leviticus 6th chapter. There may be a few people that were not here this morning. Amen. And I'll do about a 90-second recap, and then we're going to burn through some new territory. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Leviticus 6:12, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. Amen. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall, everybody say, ever, ever be burning upon the altar. Amen. This is a commandment from God. He said, it shall never go out. Praise God. Of all the things we could accomplish in the world, of all the things we could do, it wouldn't mean nothing if our fire went out. Amen. I think it's time to get back to the basics of what the apostolic church was built upon. Amen. The apostolic church was not built on programs. Great music. I love music. If I could sing, I'd be singing. Y'all be glad I can't sing, because I'd take over the music department. Praise God. I love music, but that ain't what the apostolic church was built upon. That ain't what brings the fire down. That ain't what's going to keep it burning. Amen. If music alone could keep the fire burning, old brother Bill Gaither would be on fire, wouldn't he? Thank you, Jesus. That was all the comedy you're going to get tonight. It's going to take somebody praying. They say you get what you preach. God's been dealing with me. Make sure you're preaching prayer. Every chance you get, the Holy Ghost has been quickening my spirit. Every chance you get, say something about prayer. Amen. I'm going to do more than say something about it. I'm going to talk about it for 30 minutes, if that's all right. I'm going to preach about it for a little while. Amen. So here's a little recap, and then I'm going to let you sit down. We're going to burn some new territory. This is for the Amity folks that ran off and left us this morning. This is for Sister Jamie that ran off and left me this morning. Or anybody, it's for all of our guests and our friends and people that were sick and just made it. I'm preaching about waking up cold. I told a story about being at my grandma's house in the wintertime, probably Christmas time, I imagine, and it being so hot in the house, I couldn't stand it. It felt like it was 90 degrees. And man, I laid down, went to the room, laid down, went to sleep, and I woke up, and it was freezing when I woke up. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it don't take very long for your life, for your church, for your family to go from being on fire to being cold as ice. Amen. I believe people that are made aware of things are less likely to become a victim. somebody told you there was somebody coming in the door with a gun, there would be awareness, and more than likely nothing would happen because I'm running out the back door. Amen. Praise God. But awareness will help you from becoming a victim of things. Amen. I want to help you be aware. Amen. That your prayer the night you got the Holy Ghost ain't enough to carry you all the way. The tears that you shed when you got the Holy Ghost that night, the deals you made with God, that ain't enough to carry you all the way. You're going to have to get a prayer life. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I feel the power in this house. I feel like somebody's gonna get a hold of something that you've been wanting for a long time. God's going to build a church in the middle of a crooked and a perverse generation. God's going to have a bride that has kept herself, that has prepared herself. Hallelujah. Now clap your hands one more time to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. Jesus' name. Come on, pray with me right now. Thank you, Lord, for being good to us, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your help. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. The commandment from God was the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Amen. We need to purpose in our hearts that we are never going to allow the fire to go out in our own lives. If you'll make sure it don't go out in your life, I can promise you it won't go out in the church. Come on, it don't take much logic to figure this out. If you keep the fire burning in your life, it's going to burn in the church. Amen. I believe great music can contribute to the fire. Amen. I'm just going to tell you, I've seen places where they knew the word. Amen. They were smart. They were theologians. They did a lot of stuff, but at the same time, amen, it was dead as it gets. Amen. Because the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Amen. The Lord began to deal with me. If you don't get a prayer life, the fire will go out. Let me tell you how you get the fire going and how you keep the fire going. You begin to talk to the Lord. Amen. This ain't something that I come up with. This ain't my idea. This is God's plan that the people of God would pray and God would hear and God would answer and things would turn around. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've seen churches all over from east to west. And I can tell you the ones that's got the fire are the ones that are praying churches. Hallelujah. You know how you get a praying church? You get a bunch of praying people. Because there's no such thing as a church standing by itself. It's made up of many members. And God sets the members. And when the members begin to understand, it's my responsibility to carry the load
I'm going to carry my part. I'm going to get under it. I'm going to pray every day. That's when the fire will burn. People want... I've had preachers from all over the world come through this church and they preach and they feel what we're feeling right now. And they say, boy, there's just something about the church in Hot Springs. It feels good preaching there. Yeah, it does. And the reason it feels good preaching in Hot Springs is because there's a lot of people praying in Hot Springs. Well, hallelujah, when people begin to pray, something opens up in their spirit where they can receive the word of God. Amen, when people pray, the flesh gets put in the back seat and they let the Holy Ghost begin to drive. When people begin to pray, I tell you, we started this church with prayer meetings. Amen. Who was there? Anybody would lift your hands. You was there the first night we started at Westinghouse. Many years ago, who was there the first night? Praise God. Not very many people. Where were all y'all at? Amen. Amen. Well, let's say the second night or something. Or the third or the fourth or something. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'll never forget. It was just such a shock in my life. Amen. I felt like I was going to pastor, but I thought it would be in my old hometown where all my homies were at, all my old buddies were at, and all my cousins were at, and all the heathens that I knew. And I just knew that's where I would land because I felt like I could influence my old people. Amen. But God had already walked the streets of Nazareth. He knew better than I knew that you can't do many miracles in your hometown. Hallelujah. My pastor called me and he said, I want you to go to Hot Springs. And I thought, my goodness, I didn't preach very much. I never was an evangelist. I preached at nursing homes, preached in prisons, preached a few little places. But I was just a servant of the Most High is what I was. I never called myself anything. Still don't. If you get it, you get it, whatever. Amen. But I told the church that night, I said, you know, I really don't know how to do this. And I really never thought even about the order of a service and how things work. It was like, I think it was the fourth or fifth service. And Sister Linda Seeley said, hey, would it be all right if we gave some offering? I thought, that's right. They do that, don't they? Amen. So anybody says I'm here for the money, just talk to Sister Seeley about that. Amen. She's the one that told me to start taking people's money. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But I remember I told the church that first night, I said, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to preach. I don't, and, you know, I don't know the mechanics. I don't know what you do. But I do know how to pray. Amen. I came from a place where they taught you how to pray. And I believe if we pray, God will send us revival. Just like he sent them revival. Guess what? A bunch of people got a hold of it. People got a hold of it and said, you know what? Let's just start praying then. And we started praying and people started walking in the doors. We started praying. People started getting the Holy Ghost. We started praying and we baptized Brother Billy and Brother Carl the same night. Praise God. Take that, devil. Hallelujah. Amen. And this church has been built upon prayer. We were not built upon three-part harmony. I love the sound of three or four or whatever you call it. I don't even know. But that's not what we were built upon. We were not built upon perfect organization. God knows. We weren't built upon groups of this and that that knew how to reach them and reach that and do that. God knows. God knows that this church was built upon prayer. I would rather have a church built on prayer than anything else in this world, because nothing else will stand the test of time. Everything else will go out of style, but prayer will stand when nothing else will. Prayer. Prayer will keep the fire burning. Prayer. I can't tell you the many times that we began Sunday night prayer meeting and we couldn't stop the prayer meeting. It began to spill over into the service time. Amen. And the service just became an extended prayer service. Hallelujah. This church does not have any outreach. We want some. I'm not against any of it, and we're going to knock some doors. I think this month, Brother Aaron's going to organize some stuff. But this church wasn't built on door knocking. I hope we can reach some souls. Amen. But we were in Westinghouse, and Brother Alviar was preaching one night. And he said, if you keep praying, God showed me, he's going to have an angel down there on that road, and he's going to be pointing to this church. When people drive by, that angel's gonna say, go right there. I don't know what kind of outreach you want, but I love it when angels start doing outreach for us. I love it when the Spirit of God begins to pull people. Hallelujah. Amen. This prayer will take care of 99% of your problems. Hallelujah. People are always asking, what should I do with my life? What is my calling in life? Amen. Well, I believe people have multiple callings. I don't believe anybody just gets to do one thing. But let me give you a biblical purpose for your life. What God's plan is for your life. Or what God wants you to do. Keep the fire burning. You're never in the more perfect will of God than when you get in a red hot prayer meeting. Hallelujah. You have no idea what's happening. Maybe you do. When you get caught up to that third heaven, and God begins to speak things to you that are unspeakable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's when strongholds are broken. That's when revival will happen in your family. Amen. That's when addictions that you feel like you can't break will be broken. Amen. You can't just sit there and meditate and think about things. You got to pray about things. Amen. Don't complain about stuff if you ain't prayed about the stuff. Don't get on Facebook and post about how bad life is if you ain't down at the church praying and crying. Prayer keep the fire going. Everybody say, we got a mandate. Got a mandate. We got a commandment from God to never let the fire go out. This is what the Lord began to deal with me about in Luke the 11th chapter. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Amen. You're talking about hungry. Amen. They wanted to learn how to pray. They were listening to Jesus. And when he got done, they said, why don't you teach us how to pray? Like John taught his disciples.
You know, I feel that like this is biblical. Amen. That we would learn how to pray. Prayer is something you learn how to do. You're not born with this ability. Amen. To touch God, really. Amen. You really don't, you don't just walk in the door and know how to reach the third heaven. Amen. You got to learn how to pray. Amen. And I wish I could tell you everything about how to do it. But I do know this. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. I do know. The more you pray, the more effective at prayer you will become. I do know the more you pray, the better you'll learn how to detect things in your own spirit. Uh-oh, it might get quiet. The more you pray, the better you'll learn how to detect things in your spirit that'll keep you from touching God. That's why a lot of people don't want to pray. They don't want to know anything wrong with them. A lot of people don't want to, God even deal with them about stuff. Hey, how can you be right except God deal with you? I think the Holy Ghost is going to back me up in this place. I wonder if anybody in this house would like to learn how to pray a little better. Is anybody in the house hungry to learn how to pray a little more powerfully? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So Jesus begins to talk to him a little bit. He begins to teach him a little bit. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. You know what he's saying? First of all, you need to learn how to reverence the name of God. That means you don't use it in vain. You don't use it as a byword. You don't use it when you hit your finger with a hammer. You don't use it when somebody pulls out in front of you and you're mad at them. Come on, y'all said I want to know how to pray. I'm teaching you how to pray. You reverence the name of God. You reverence the things of God. You reverence the house of God. You make your children reverence the house of God. You teach your children this ain't McDonald's playground. If you're worshiping, worship. If you're playing, I'm going to whoop you. Hey, I know this is old school, but this is all right. Teach them how to worship. If you worship, they'll know how to worship. They know when you're real and when you're... Amen. We're learning how to pray. Everybody say, we're learning how to pray. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Praise God. You want to learn how to pray? Quit praying your will. Ooh. Start praying God's will. Quit saying, God, give me what I want. And start saying, God, do what you want. Start saying, God, order my footsteps today. Let me do what you want me to do. Let me walk where you want me to walk. Don't let me say anything. Well, y'all want to learn how to pray? Y'all want to learn how to touch heaven? Get outside of your will and start praying God's will. Get out of what you want and start praying, God, what do you want? Hallelujah. Man, this is going to be good. Amen. Give us day by day our daily bread. Amen. There's supplication that goes with prayer. Amen. There is things that you have to ask God for. Amen. You can't be prideful and think you're going to figure out everything in your life. You pray God's will, but you tell him, God, give me what I need today. Give me this day my daily bread. Amen. Whether it's the word of God, whether it's bread in your cabinet, whatever it is, God, that you want me to have today, you give it to me. I've seen people that would not even open their mouth and ask God for anything. I've seen people that the devil had beat them down so hard and so bad, and condemnation was sitting on them so heavy that they were too embarrassed or whatever to even ask God to help them. I rebuke that spirit. I said, I rebuke that spirit that says I'm not good enough to ask God for something. Hey man, there ain't nobody good enough. It ain't about whether we are good enough or we're worthy enough. It's about how good he is. Hey man, when you need him, open your mouth and cry out to him. Hallelujah. He said you have not because you don't complain about not having nothing if you ain't got a prayer life. Well, God knows my heart. Yeah, he knows how many hairs is on your head too. But he's waiting for you to ask. The Bible said he would have passed them by. Meaning he'll walk right by you if you don't stop him. You got to open your mouth and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. I'm teaching you how to pray. Y'all still want to learn how to pray? Y'all still want to learn how to pray? Hallelujah. He said, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Ooh. Praise God. The cool mist is falling. Hallelujah. God, I want you to forgive me of everything I've done wrong while I'm forgiving everybody else that's done me wrong. Praise God. God, search my heart today. If there's anything I'm doing that's not pleasing to you let me know. And meanwhile, amen. I'm laying down everything. Amen. I'm forgetting about everything that people have done to me. Praise God. You'll learn how to get deep in prayer. I'm telling you, there's people, you cannot go to the next level until you get some things out of your heart. It was a parable about a man that was forgiven of a whole lot. And then the man realized somebody owed him something, and he goes and basically chokes him to death trying to get a penny out of him. That made God mad. That really frustrated God, because God's thinking, I forgave you of a whole lot, and here you are going ballistic on somebody else that owes you almost nothing. I'm telling you, we can get in trouble with God if we ain't careful. Amen. Realize when we're asking God for something that somebody else is asking us for the same thing. I'm getting tired in here. I'm talking about learning how to pray. You want to break through in the Holy Ghost? You want to shout and speak in tongues and feel the joy of the Lord? Lay down every hurt. I'm going to tell you, it ain't worth it.
It ain't worth holding on to something. Amen. To mess up your blessing. Amen. Let them post about you. Let them talk about you. Amen. Just smile about it. Knowing that God's keeping score. Amen. And when they do you wrong and you forgive them and don't even think about it twice. Hey man, I'm sorry about what I did. Don't even worry about it, bro. I never thought about it twice. Let's just go to heaven together. God looks down. I'm teaching people how to pray right now. Or I'm not teaching, I'm telling you what Jesus said. How to pray. You can't harbor things. I don't know why I'm hung up on this. I need to move on. But you can't harbor things. You got to let stuff go. When you let stuff go, you make room for something more beautiful. Amen. A root of bitterness will spring up and it'll take up a whole lot of space. And it'll wrap around your neck and you can't. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I get what you're saying, but you don't understand what's happened to me. Oh yeah, I do understand, because there are some things that's happened to me. There's been some parties that I've been left out in. Yeah, amen. There's been some false accusations come my way. Amen. I can either just pout about it, build up the walls around me, and isolate myself, and say nobody likes me, and everybody's against me. Or I can say, bless them, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. For they don't even know what they're doing. Amen. And I can go back to the altar. I like the joy of the Lord. Amen. I like walking and feeling His presence. Amen. Can I go to the next topic? Y'all got that? I keep feeling like I need to stop. Y'all got that? Lift your hands if you agree I ought to go on. You understand what I'm preaching about. When I see every hand lifted in this house. Amen. I want to see every hand. You believe that. Amen. It's right to just forgive people and go on. And you'll get a blessing from God. Every hand. I can't go yet. I'm still waiting. There's a few hands. Amen. Y'all look around. Y'all look at who I'm talking about. Praise God. Y'all forgive them right now. Hallelujah. Y'all forgive them. Anybody ain't got their hand raised, y'all forgive them right now. They're holding up the service. They're messing up Applebee's right now. Come on, in Jesus' name, lift your hands if you're going to forgive people. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands if you're going to forgive people. Boy, this is beautiful. Don't that feel good just to say, hey, I'm free. No more pain. No more hurt. No more bitterness. Forgetting the things that are behind me and pressing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad y'all got that. Amen. He said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Praise God. Your desire has got to be, I don't want to fall. Come on, your desire has got to be, God, please make sure I don't fall into temptation today. What do you think God thinks about somebody that says, Lord, whatever you do today, make sure I don't fall into anything. If I need to turn left, tell me to turn left. I'll turn. If I need to go down a different aisle at Walmart, let me know. I don't want to fall into anything. My heart says I want to do right. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let me fall into a trap. Praise God. Amen. That was Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. Praise God. Amen. Did y'all learn anything yet?
Y'all feeling good about this already?
This is what David was saying in Psalms 100. He would say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. If you really want to learn how to touch God, I've preached this 1,000 times. I'm going to preach it one more time right now. Amen. When you enter into his gates, forget about everything that ain't right. Forget about everything you wish you had. And start focusing on everything that he has done. When you walk into his gates, say, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Thank you for washing my sins away. Thank you for every blessing. If you'll learn how to do just that one thing, it'll change your prayer life. And you've seen them before. Now, I'm not a prophet, I don't think, but I can prophesy that this is not going to get anything from God. The one that enters into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with, everybody say praise.
Praise.
Praise. I'm trying to teach you how to have a prayer life. We got to learn how to redeem the time. Hallelujah. Amen. But this is what the Lord began to deal with me about. Jesus, he really, even though he could teach the basics and the template of how to pray, he really couldn't teach his disciples the best way to pray because the Holy Ghost wasn't poured out yet. David could give you some pointers about what to do when you walk in, but he really couldn't teach you the best way to pray because the Holy Ghost wasn't yet given. But Paul would begin to give us some good advice. He said, what is it then? I'm going to pray with the Spirit, and I'm going to pray with the understanding also. He said, I'm going to sing with the Spirit, and I'm going to sing with the understanding also. He would write to the church in Ephesus. He would say, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let me tell you how you can really put some wood on the fire. Thank God for praying in our own understanding. But thank God for the moment we began to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let me continue on. I know the hour is late. Jude would say, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. I had a man tell me one time, man, don't... you shouldn't push people to pray in the Spirit. That's a lot of pressure you're putting on people. I thought, God, please let me be kind to this elder right now and keep my mouth shut. I'm trying to take pressure off of people, though. I'm trying to get you to a place where the pressure of the life will come off of you. When you learn how to pray in the Spirit, you're praying in a whole different level then. The Bible will say the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Speak in English all you want to. But you really don't even know what you need tonight. But the Spirit of God knows exactly where you're at and what you need. And the Spirit will begin to make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm trying to teach you how to pray right now. Just like John taught his disciples. Just like Jesus taught his disciples. I want to teach this church. You need to try to get into the Spirit every time you can. Amen. When you get into the Spirit, amen. Do you believe the Spirit is smarter than you are? Do you believe His ways are higher than your ways? Do you believe His thoughts are higher than your thoughts? So don't you believe it would be better for Him to pray through you than for you to pray for yourself? Amen. When you learn how to pray in the Spirit, God goes before you and takes care of things you've never seen. I believe when I get to heaven, God's going to tell me a whole lot of things that He moved out of my way. I believe He's going to tell me a whole lot of trials that I never had to go through because I took my prayer life and I went to another level and I surrendered to the Spirit. And I said, Spirit, pray through me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm almost done. Praise God. I'm trying to keep you from waking up cold. You think if you got a Holy Ghost breakthrough tonight, you spoke in tongues and shouted, you'd wake up cold in the morning? I don't believe it. I believe you'd wake up grinning. Hallelujah. So, anyway, I want to teach you one thing. Man, this is what I thought about. Maybe I'll do this Wednesday night. I was going to ask a few people to talk about how, teach us some things they say and they do and how they focus to get in prayer. But I want to tell you something, and I may do that, and I may not. Who knows? Depending on what the Spirit says. Amen. But I was praying Friday night in this place, and it was just one of those days where the weight of the world. The weight of the world was on me. I was trying to think of all the stuff in the new church and the current church and the school and this and that and figuring this out. How tall the light poles need to be. Amen. Just crazy things going through my mind. And I was sitting there trying to pray. And every time I would pray, I'd start thinking about which way to do the sidewalk. And what color to paint the doors. And I'd shake my head and try to focus back on God. And it was like a war. And I was thinking about how, wonder what this is going to cost and wonder what the final one, wonder how, what color and this and that. And it was just, hang on, let me not worry about this stuff for a moment. Let me try to focus on God. Amen. 30 minutes went by and I'm still in a war. 45 minutes go by and I'm still just can't get a breakthrough because the cares of life are weighing upon me. I'm just going to teach you how to pray for a little while. Amen. This ain't going to be real deep. This is going to be real shallow, actually. Amen. And an hour went by, and I thought, well, I prayed an hour this morning. I've always tried to pray a couple hours a day. That's what Brother Holmes told me to do. He said, if you pray a couple hours, your life will be perfect. No, I still believe my pastor, and I'm waiting for it to happen. Amen. But if I'd have said, you know what? The time clock says I prayed enough. I've been on this altar 2 hours. So, amen. I could clock out and know in my spirit I gave it. But I started to lean up in the chair I was laying back there. And I thought, what's the hurry?
What am I going to do? I'm going to run home, sit in the chair, and drink a cup of coffee or tea or something. Think about how tall the light poles need to be. Or I could just wait on the Lord until something breaks. Hey, it ain't gonna get real deep now. It's gonna get real shallow. So I laid back there and I said, I'm gonna sit here until I get a breakthrough. If I gotta stay the night here, it wasn't very long. I felt something begin to stir and my cloudy mind began to clear up a little bit. See, sometimes in my mind, I try to focus on what the book of Revelation description of Jesus is. He said, I saw one sitting upon the throne. Sometimes I try to focus in my mind of what that one sitting on the throne would look like. And I kept praying. And I thought, I'm going to pray until something shakes. I'm going to pray till I get this weight off of me. I don't want to go home with this weight on me. Hey, there's too many things in this Bible about laying weights down. There's too many scriptures about, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For us to go home heavy laden. For us to go home still with the same burden on us that we walked in with. And I said, I'm going to pray until this is off of me. It began to clear up. Praise God. I started feeling that gentle breeze of the Holy Ghost. It wasn't real strong at first. I grabbed my tambourine and thought, I'm about to have victory. I feel it coming. I know there was people came in and out. They may have thought I was crazy, but I felt victory coming. I grabbed my tambourine. I began to walk around this church. And the more I shouted, the more the Spirit of God fell. Amen. The more I prayed, the more my mind cleared up. And the Holy Ghost began to deal with me. Let me teach you how to pray. There's sometimes you just got to hold on until it happens. Sometimes you got to act like Jacob and you got to say, I'm going to hold on until you bless me. And if daylight comes, it can just come. Hey man, there's something about a determination that gets God's attention. Hallelujah. Man, I want you to lift your hands to the Lord together right now. Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. I feel like there's a breakthrough. I feel like there's a Holy Ghost breakthrough for somebody. Come on, prayer warriors. Come on.
Come on. Come on, we're about to have an old-time apostolic experience. Hallelujah. 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 Sarama. Come on, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.